Howard Dean is the front runner in the Democratic primary polls, so it's not surprising that his every statement receives great scrutiny from the media and from his opponents. But the former Vermont governor also seems to oblige his detractors with statements that raise questions and eyebrows. Matea Gold is covering the Dean campaign for the Los Angeles Times. She's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Matea Gold, can you tell us first about the exchange between an Iowa newspaper, the Quad City Times, and Dr. Dean over his answer to a question that the paper put to all the Democratic candidates?
Sure, Robert. The Times is asking the Democratic candidates a series of questions, some, you know, lighthearted, some more serious. The question they posed to Dean and other candidates was, who is your closest living relative who is in the armed services? Governor Dean's response is his brother Charlie, who was missing in Laos 29 years ago. He said he is classified as a POW MIA, but is almost certainly dead. Now, Charlie was not a member of the military. There are reports that he might have been working for the U.S. government, although those are reports that Governor Dean himself has said he does not believe. This drew a sharp response from the Quad City Times. In an editorial, they said this was a misleading answer and he should have responded more truthfully.
And then he replied to that editorial.
Absolutely. And Governor Dean said he really took offense at the editorial, that this was an experience that really gave him a lot of insight about the military. And this is obviously a very personal and traumatic experience in his life. And he felt they were taking a cheap shot, as he put it.
Now, there's a dispute right now between Governor Dean and one of his rivals in the primary field, General Wesley Clark. The question, did Howard Dean offer Wes Clark the vice president spot on the ticket?
Exactly. Wesley Clark said last week, yes, in fact, he has explicitly offered a spot as Governor Dean's running mate. Governor Dean said that flatly did not happen. We really don't know who is telling the truth in this situation.
Another question, is Howard Dean now rejecting the Democratic Leadership Council brand of centrism that Bill Clinton ran on, something which we might say Al Gore was also accused of doing or described as doing in the last presidential race?
Yes, well, in a town hall meeting in Exeter, New Hampshire yesterday, Governor Dean made an off-the-cuff remark about the fact that the Democratic Leadership Council represents the Republican wing of the Democratic Party. That's something that members of the DLC immediately seized on. They said he was rejecting Clinton, who was a leader of the DLC and who really ran a campaign in 92 drawn from the principles of that organization. Today, Governor Dean said he was not in any way trying to take a swipe at Clinton or anyone else, but he did say that the staff of the DLC have been taking pot shots at him and working for other candidates and trying to run down his candidacy, and he said he was poking a little fun at them.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a dispute over the release of his gubernatorial papers and a remark that he's had to answer for now, a remark he made a while back on Vermont Public Radio.
Yes, and we see over and over again, this is something his supporters find very, very appealing about Governor Dean, is that he speaks his mind, and sometimes in a joking way, but that can be really interpreted seriously. And it's unclear how he meant this comment when he announced he was sealing his papers for 10 years, which is 4 years longer than his predecessors. He said he didn't want anything politically embarrassing to come out. Now he says that was a joke, but his rivals have jumped on that comment as well.
Well, what's the bottom line here? A small state governor meets big-time media, or Howard Dean just says things that more cautious politicians don't, hence more cautious politicians are trailing him in the polls?
Well, it's probably a combination of all those things, Robert. I mean, I think it's clear that he is not used to the scrutiny you get from the National Press Corps. He's mentioned that to us. He's talked about how the National Press Corps basically follows every single word he says, and tracks it, and compares that with other statements. And there's clearly a growing period here for him. It's unclear how much of an impact this is actually going to have on his candidacy.
Matea Gold, thank you very much for talking with us
today. My pleasure.
Reporter Matea Gold of the Los Angeles Times is covering the Howard Dean campaign. She spoke to us from Manchester, New Hampshire.